It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Chicago teacher strike is over.
Yep.
That's right. They're returning to classes tomorrow. Stacey Davis Gates, who is the vice president of the teachers union, is that right? That's the official title, says that the Chicago Public Schools will make up 5 days of student instruction.
In the history of return to work agreements, you are never docked these many days. And you all can check the information on this. We were pushed up against a wall. Our members want to return to work. They want to make sure that their students get their instructional days. And so we're pushed up against the wall. Look, we fought hard for 10 days. We fought very hard for 10 days. And we got real gains. And that is what we should be celebrating instead of just talking about how petty this is.
Yeah, 16% salary hike, benefit contributions increased from city, 5-year deal. They got some class size money to reduce the class size and put caps on them. And then also the aides, the nurses and the counselors, a counselor in every school, and an increase in nurses.
So how does she feel about Lori Lightfoot now?
I'm not bitter. Let me clarify, though, Fran. I'm not bitter. Look, we've been out here working this for 10 days. The last thing we needed was a return to work agreement that looked like the one that we have. There is no loss, there is no grudge match, and students getting what they deserve. There is no loss in students getting what they deserve.
So, Mayor Lightfoot, how do you feel about this?
I've learned a lot. I think I need to have a moment to reflect on it. But we've learned a lot through this process. And I'm grateful that it's over. I'm grateful that we've got a 5-year deal. And it's time for us to move on and focus on our kids. And I look forward to watching Simeon on Saturday play and be victorious. They deserve it.
Go Wolverines.
Plus my phone's ringing. I got to go.
I got another crisis. Let me go get that.
If I were her, I would just have a phone ringing all the time. I'd have an aide that just has a phone ringing sound effect.
With that old-fashioned ringtone.
Yeah, it's constantly happening.
Ring, ring, ring.
So it always sounds like a Channel 11 pledge drive in back of her. I got to go. Listen, these people are calling me.
Yeah, I was a little confused by why CTU President Jesse Sharkey didn't agree to do the joint news conference with her that she had asked to be done. She wanted to be side by side. And, you know, this is all about the students and the teachers doing the right thing by everybody, and we got to a resolution. He declined that offer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sort of strange.
You know, I don't know. I would imagine the teachers are pretty happy about this, because by the end of this deal, not only are they going back to work and they're going to get the relief for the days that they missed and all that, they're going to be among the highest paid teachers in the country.
Right. At 97,000 average is what they're putting out.
Yeah, so it's going to be a big deal. Here's the potential problem is that Lori Lightfoot should take the rest of the weekend off. Sit back and watch the Bears game maybe on Sunday.
Stressful. All of this is stressful on parents, kids. Maybe not as much, but certainly teachers and the mayor and her staff.
Because she knows on Monday she's going to have to show up and tell us how much this is going to cost us.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
She just pulled some really magical math when she put the budget out, finding little, $100 million here and $50 million there. And now it's, I don't know, where does this money come from?
It comes from the property taxes. So that's going to be very interesting. All right. When I say interesting, I mean painful.
Number four.
Who can forget the cup of Starbucks coffee that was left on the set of Game of Thrones during a very pivotal scene in one of the last episodes? Who can forget that?
I remember.
Now Emilia Clarke is telling the whole story. She was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and the Starbucks cup was situated next to Emilia during the scene. She revealed, because everybody thought, oh, really? She forgot that that's not from this fantasy. Although, we don't really know. It's a fantasy time. There might be Starbucks in the middle of all of that.
You never saw Cersei drinking out of a coffee cup. She always had the big goblet.
Yeah. But you never know. I mean, maybe we just missed all the Starbucks on the way to and from the battle scenes.
Mm-hmm. Could have been.
Yeah, might have been.
A coffee shop on the way.
She now says that a fellow co-star pulled her aside and drunkenly confessed to the deed.
We had like a party before the Emmys recently, and Conliff, okay, who plays Varys, who's sitting next to me in that scene, he pulls me aside and he's like, Mila, I've got to tell you something, love. The coffee cup was mine. It was his. It was Conliff's coffee cup. He said so. He's like, I think it was. I'm sorry, darling. I didn't want to say anything because it seemed, you know, the heat was very much on you. And I was like, what?
I think she should have had her dragon burn him for that.
Well, he did. Didn't they kill Varys like an hour later in that? Or not even. It wasn't like the next scene. Didn't they execute him?
Oh, I don't remember.
Was he the guy that got...
Lauren, you should know this.
Yeah, I think it was the episode after.
Yeah, but like, I mean, they made the dragon, you know, fire him up.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. It all worked out.
Well, because she threatened him. She said, if you ever cross me, I will kill you.
Yeah.
And he did.
We put the Starbucks coffee cup there in the middle of a scene. This didn't quite work out. Yesterday, you know, we were talking about that prequel. So today, I read a conflicting story to what was in the press yesterday about that, that HBO actually is now pulling off of that project for the moment. It's not totally dead. But the prequel that will take place 300 years earlier, and who would even know that? Who could do the math and know that?
I wonder how different it would look 300 years earlier.
I don't think a lot.
I don't think so either. No. That's my guess.
No.
I mean, use the same sets.
Sure. Cave people. I don't know. That they're having a little bit. They're still working the details of this. It was going to be Naomi Watts, right? Was going to be the star of that.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So the people who want the Game of Thrones back, although I don't know, what is Jason Momoa is in something that looks like it, but it's not it.
Yeah,
right?
Isn't that an Apple TV thing? When I saw the commercials, I was like, so you're just making a series based on this character because he looks exactly the same.
Will this show just ever go away?
Kevin's like, for people who never watched it, it just gets all consuming.
Kevin hated all the Game of Thrones parties.
Well, it's like we hear the backstory. You know what happened to this actor 20 years ago? It's like the life story of anyone ever involved with this show. I'm like, I don't care about the dragon's history.
Do you care about Jason Momoa having a new show?
I don't even know who Jason Momoa is.
The Dothraki guy?
Oh, the Dothraki guy.
He played Aquaman.
Yeah,
he was an Aquaman.
Oh, Aquaman. Don't get me started on that movie.
Why, yeah, Yana. Kevin all of a sudden has become his grandfather right now.
I know. I get so tired with this talk.
You make me a drink. I can't wait for you at Thanksgiving. All right.
Someone starts talking about Game of Thrones.
Get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, here is Lauren. What's happening on the roadways? The top 5 at 5 continues. We've worked our way to
number three.
Halloween display in a residential neighborhood in Utah. Featuring a guillotine chopping off the heads of baby dolls.
Oh.
Has received more than a few complaints and garnered multiple visits by city officials.
Because people think it's real? What would you call the city officials?
Because you got to do something. The family that made the display say that the neighbors are just not happy about this.
How far are they going to go? And where are we going to say stop? We live here. The babies out there and that kind of thing, that's going way too far.
I'm going to get a citation for having weeds that are too tall in my front yard, but this is acceptable. I think maybe we need to take a closer look at things. Displaying it so blatantly, it takes people's choice away. You don't really have a choice when it's right out there in the public eye.
Okay. The NIMBY issues, not in my backyard.
Neighbors are very upset about this. Now, here is Julie Bodden, whose family put this together.
Yeah, my children are involved in this 100%. It's fun. We can kind of be creative with our ideas. You know, we come up with new ideas every year. We get to buy all the fun stuff. If it was more realistic, if the dolls were crying and moving around, if, you know, I would feel like maybe that would be crossing the line a little bit, but I don't think we are.
Oh my gosh, she's trying to define the line here. Like, there is a line. I mean, what is she talking about? I mean, this is, it's... You're chopping the heads off of baby dolls in a on your front yard. You're basically you're demanding a DCFS investigation.
She said her kids did it.
Yeah, okay. Even more reason to have a DCFS investigation. I mean, it just is.
I don't know. I'd have to see it.
All right.
Sometimes these neighbors, don't they all get a little bit on each other? Isn't that common in areas?
Yes.
Particularly subdivisions.
Mm-hmm.
Or homeowners association type groups.
I know, you want to
get on each other.
Let me just ask you a question though. You're in a house. You got a nice. This sounds like it's a nice area right here. It's in Brigham City, Utah. Do you? And someone puts up a guillotine in the house next door, starts chopping the heads off of babies.
I've seen some guillotine. Pretty. Was it a real one?
Yeah.
Well, that's a problem, I think. But haven't you ever seen some really creepy Halloween decorations that seem sure. to sort of just really overly freak out the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, give them some nightmares.
War on Halloween continues.
Yeah, there you go. But that's Kev. This is Kev's big,
they canceled it,
big moment right now. Yep.
Save Halloween 2020.
You can't even say happy Halloween to nobody no more.
First Christmas holidays, damn it.
The problem is you don't know what day they're celebrating.
That's a date what?
Well, you don't know if you're celebrating today. Are you celebrating it tomorrow? Or are you celebrating it Saturday?
Or last Saturday.
Right. Well, that's true. Well, that's because that's a weather-related problem. This would officially be the last day to celebrate it. And look, it's cleared up downtown. This is exactly as Demetrius called this, at 5 o'clock today. So I think you're going to have some trick-or-treating. It's going to be a little cold, a little slushy, and terribly unpleasant, unless you're drinking heavily. All right. Checking in at
number two.
Kim Kardashian West is in law school, you know.
Yeah.
So she decided for Halloween this year, she wanted to dress as one of the iconic, at least in one of the Instagram posts, because they got to do about 100 of these. She dresses as Elle. You know Elle? The iconic Elle character from the
Legally Blonde?
Legally Blonde. And going to law school and all of that? The whole thing?
Perfect.
Right?
Perfect.
Uh-huh. Reese Witherspoon is now Kim Kardashian West.
Oh, hi. I'm Elle Woods. And for my admissions essay, I'm going to tell all of you at Harvard why I'm going to be an amazing lawyer.
As president of my sorority, I'm skilled at commanding the attention of a room and discussing very important issues. It has come to my attention that the maintenance staff is switching our toilet paper from Charmin to generic. All those opposed to chafing, say aye.
Aye.
This is why Kanye is out creating some other like religion right now.
It's like, baby, I'd like to be at home, but you know, I got this religion thing I got to do.
It's going two ways here.
I got to preach.
We have two problems. We've got Kim Kardashian, who's in law school, but she's not in law school. She's actually interning at a law firm, which apparently in California you can do. And
you get a law degree that way? I just don't understand this.
Yes, you can.
You can. You can get a law degree.
You can pass the bar. You don't get a law degree, but you can pass the bar, which means you can be a lawyer. So apparently California, I think actually in the state of Illinois, you don't necessarily have to be a lawyer to pass the bar. Yeah, or a law student to pass the bar.
Okay, seems a little backwards, but all right.
Yep, and that's what they do, and that's why Kanye's like, I got a new album, and he's out talking to Big Boy about what's wrong with Democrats in America, while she's back there making an Elle Woods video. And they shall lead us. I swear to God, though. I mean, you people, all you people who think this is all funny, what's going on now in politics, you just wait till it's President Kanye. You just wait. See if you like that. All right. And finally,
number one.
You know, yoga studios are popping up all over the country. Certification mm-hmm. process for teachers has become more and more strict. But that did not stop a 10-year-old. Mika Leach, she's the youngest certified teacher of bhakti in the U.S. It requires 200 hours of training, a commitment that left her friends scratching their heads.
My coach started to say that I needed to do yoga for flexibility. I just felt really connected to it. The sound vibrations goes through you because you're a percentage of water. So it goes through you and sound vibrates faster when it goes through water. I did a class, Mindfulness with Mika, here. So that was about self-love, mindfulness, intuition.
Huh? This is here in Willowbrook.
Oh, my gosh.
This girl's doing this.
How old is she?
10. And she teaches a room full of adults. And some of her friends are signing up for Mindfulness with Mika.
Hinge forward and go down. Inhale, cobra. Exhale. Inhale, open back up your eyes and bring your hands to heart center.
I'm kind of relaxed just listening to that.
I know.
It's got something going on there.
Now all of a sudden, I think maybe when I hear that, I keep thinking maybe I should show up at a yoga class somewhere. I think a 10-year-old, I think it's a little weird. Are there work rules or something with a 10-year-old?
I don't know.
I think we can have that.
I love it when guys show up to the yoga studio for the first time, though. Yeah. That's always the fun part.
Yeah,
I can do this.
Yep. Oh, my God. Ow, 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 ow.
The top five at five.